But it's only July.
It's the Friday Mixer.
Another heat wave is on its way to California, and you might be thinking to yourself, yeah, it is the summertime. Heat waves happen. And yes, they do. But it's not the first heat wave of the summer, or even the first one in July. Just a couple of weeks ago, temperatures hit an all-time record high in a number of places, not just for that particular day or for the month, but for as long as records have been kept. And with heat comes the possibility of ignition. Crews have had their hands full with a wildfire in Corona. And to the north in Yosemite National Park, the Ferguson fires already consumed more than 23,000 acres. And fire officials say they're preparing for a fire season every bit as bad or worse than last year. Daniel Swain writes the blog called Weather West, and he's a climate scientist over at UCLA. Welcome back, Daniel.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bob Moffitt is a reporter with Capital Public Radio up in northern portions of the state. Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon.
Give us the latest, Bob, on the Ferguson fire that's been burning over in Yosemite. Are crews starting to get a handle on it?
Well, it's a good news, bad news situation, and you were talking about the weather. The winds have been relatively calm. There's been an inversion layer over the fire, which keeps things warmer, but it also helps keep things calmer a little bit. So the good news is that the fire hasn't spread particularly rapidly, about 2,000 acres in the last 24 hours. However, it prevents the bombers with the fire retardant from really laying waste to certain sections of the fire that they can access. So right now, the fire crews have been on the ground trying to do the best that they can to dig fire lines by hand and with bulldozer to try to create those wide swaths of dirt and then burn the areas between the dirt and the actual fire line itself.
This is the bulldozer operation that actually killed an operator last week, right?
Absolutely. Braden Varney was in the early hours of trying to clear fire line on, I believe, the northeast end of the fire, and something happened, and he ended up at the bottom of a ravine. Mm. Killed him. And,
just a terrible story. Terrible story. Yeah.
His memorial service is Monday in Modesto, by the way.
Okay. All right. Daniel, obviously fires happen in California. Nothing unusual there. And so do heat waves. But what is different about what we're seeing right now? Is there something different, something unusual happening to the climate here?
Well, as you mentioned, that the heat wave we saw already earlier in July in Southern California was one of those worst heat waves on record in that part of the state's history. So going back, even looking 100 or more years into the past, really was one of the most intense heat waves in a lot of places that really anyone here alive today has seen. On top of that, a lot of California has actually experienced really dry conditions. This past winter statewide was dry. It was extremely dry in Southern California. And something that's been a little bit neglected is it was also ended up being pretty dry in Northern California. So, you know, and there's often a joke that goes and says that if the state firefighting service might tell you that it's going to be a bad fire year, whether it's a dry or a wet winter, but there actually is some truth in that. And in different parts of the state, it's the wet winters that have produced really bad fire season, and in other parts of the state, it's the dry ones.
That's hampering fire crews, too. The heat and even the added humidity that we've seen lately, Bob, up at Yosemite over in Mariposa County, that's hampering firefighting efforts there, isn't it?
Well, certainly, and that's the problem every summer is the lack of humidity on a fire line. The wet season up here wasn't that bad. I think it was somewhere around 80% of normal, but that's still below normal. And following the wet, really record-setting wet winter from last year, and then a decent wet winter this year, we had a lot of brush. But with those high temperatures you were just referring to, then that dries out in a hurry, and then it's off to the races with you get a little bit of wind and some dry brush.
Bob, are fire crews ready for an onslaught? They keep saying that this is going to be an intense one. And, you know, it used to be there were fire seasons or a season. It seems like we get fires all through the year.
Well, Cal Fire, in fact, this year, I was talking to one of the firefighters just a couple of weeks ago, said really there is no fire season anymore in California. They've had 200 more fires this year than they had compared to last year. But last year, because it was such a wet winter, a record-setting wet winter, that was sort of an outlier. So we're about on average right now with where we've been in the past.
And the Thomas Fire, I mean, if we think about what happened back in December, which, you know, again, is sort of, it's fire season. There was a Santa Ana wind event that started this fire along the Central Coast, or at least northwest of L.A. This was in Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. We saw more than 200,000 acres burned, biggest fire in recorded California history. Are they saying that there will be more fires like that?
Well, that certainly is the worry. Nobody can predict the outcome of court cases or fire seasons. You just never know how it's going to turn out or what the winds are going to do. The fires generate their own weather, and you just kind of have to hope for, you know, the best science available. You have to hope for the equipment in place and nearby to try to tamp down the fire in the early stages before it gets out of control. But sometimes, like you said, you got a record setter like that, and there's a lot of times there's really nothing you can do except try to set fire lines so far down, you know, downwind that you might have a shot at stopping it at some point.
Daniel, I know thunderstorms. We've seen thunderstorms crop up across California the past several days. Those storms feature lightning. Lightning can prove an effective culprit in starting fires, obviously. And this week, even in L.A., we saw a thunderstorm move through, right? And some lightning and beaches were evacuated because of that. How unusual is this monsoonal moisture that we're seeing with the thunderstorms, especially even closer to the coast?
Well, the thunderstorms close to the coast in California are always a little bit unusual when they occur. It's not extremely rare. The monsoonal moisture incursion, they do tend to happen. This is sort of the peak time of year in July and August. Usually they affect the mountain and desert areas of California more than the coast, which has been the case this year. As usual, as you mentioned, there was a bit of an isolated, particularly spectacular isolated storm right over some pretty densely populated areas in L.A. earlier this week. I happened to be in the west side of L.A. and saw that unfold. But, you know, so far this year, we haven't gotten the kind of really big lightning outbreaks that can generate a lot of natural fire starts all at once.
Bob, do we know what started the Ferguson fire? Do we have any idea?
No cause has been identified yet.
No cause has been identified, but again, there have been thunderstorms.
Yeah, absolutely. And you never know what's going to cause a spark that starts one of these. Last summer up north of Sacramento, we had a fire started by a guy who was out with a weed whacker trying to clear brush away from his property, which was the right thing to do, as you know, in terms of fire safety. The problem was that he was doing it in like 105 degree heat, and so, you know, it's the one of the mantras from Cal Fire right now is do the right thing, but do it at the right time. And you know, out there with a lawnmower and a bunch of rocks and gravel and brush is not the right time.
Bob Moffitt, who is a reporter with Capital Public Radio. Thank you, Bob. We appreciate it.
Certainly.
Daniel Swain with the WeatherWest blog. Daniel, thank you.
Thank you.